Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
After a pleasant day yesterday, we're back into some hotter temperatures today in the low 90s. I'll show you what the heat index will feel like and when we could see some late day storms.
Plus, I'm following breaking news in Raleigh, where a fire tore through the Budget Inn here overnight, destroying multiple rooms. It could have been a lot worse. How firefighters were able to prevent it from spreading.
First debate of the 2024 presidential race happened last night, with eight candidates hitting the debate stage. That did not include former President Donald Trump. What he had to say ahead of surrendering at a jail in Georgia today.
And new information this morning about a dangerous lead levels at Durham Parks. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live to break down the findings and to tell us which parks are not safe to go to. Thanks for joining us on your Thursday morning. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hovina. Thanks for making us part of your routine here on a Thursday. We're still hanging on to some pretty nice temperatures here from yesterday.
Yeah, feels good out there.
Yesterday was money day. And Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now with a look ahead to tomorrow, where we have that severe risk. Things will ramp up.
Yeah, we do have that severe level one risk for tomorrow from the Triangle area north, where it doesn't include our southwestern counties. And it's likely to be late in the day, like after sunset is when we'll see those thunderstorms coming through. We have a chance of seeing a few of those today. Some cloud cover is with us right now. That'll continue into the afternoon. After lunchtime, from Goldsboro to Rocky Mount up toward Roanoke Rapids, that's where we're going to see a disturbance coming across the line from Virginia, setting up here with that chance of a few scattered thunderstorms. I wouldn't expect any of those to be severe, but they may be somewhat persistent if the computer model is correct. Tomorrow, it's going to be a very hot day, climbing to around 100, heat index easily into the triple digits as well, of course. And then we're going to see that line of thunderstorms coming through. Keep that in mind for Football Friday. Typically, the games would be wrapping up by around 10, but I think some of the teams are pushing their games back because of the heat. So we're going to see that line of thunderstorms that comes through, and then it begins to drift south. Southeast after midnight. Taking a live look at Durham, some high thin cloud cover. Our dew point at 64, not terrible. Our temperatures jumped to 73 now, but we're still looking at 60s almost everywhere else. 70 in South Hill, but 68 in Southern Pines. It is 67 degrees right now in Clinton. Hour by hour, we climb into the low 90s for this afternoon. And of course, it'll feel like mid 90s. Checking Tropical Storm Franklin. It's 8:02. In just moments, we should have that new 8 o'clock advisory pop in. We don't get a new track, so this is the latest track. It really hasn't changed much in the last couple of days. It becomes a Category 1 storm late in the weekend, and then Category 2 off the coast of North Carolina with rip current danger late in the weekend and early next week, and possibly some beach erosion. The computer models over the last few days have been toying with the idea of a storm developing in the Gulf of Mexico and moving potentially up the East Coast or toward North Carolina. We'll talk about what that scenario could look like. Coming up, Brian.
It is 8:03 right now as we check traffic, and we saw some earlier backups on 440 eastbound. Those have cleared up there on the west side of Raleigh, but those backups have led to some delays as you come in from Cary on US 1 northbound heading up toward that I-40 interchange. That's the live camera out at Cary Parkway looking toward Walnut Street, and right now sensors are indicating an 8-minute delay between 55 and Apex up to I-40 in Raleigh. Give yourself that extra time this morning as you head through Cary on US 1 north. Taking a look around the rest of the triangle this morning as we zoom in there to the west side of Raleigh, you can see that as soon as you get to that I-40 interchange, traffic's flowing pretty well toward Western Boulevard, but we have a report of a crash on 440 eastbound at Lake Boone Trail. Right now, I'm not seeing any delays related to that crash, but I am seeing a little bit of a backup on the westbound side of 440 right around Glenwood Avenue. Once you get to Lake Boone, it clears up pretty quickly, and also out at Wade Avenue, traffic looks good in both directions of 440. Also, just getting reports from our partners at Waze of a crash on 440 westbound around New Bern Avenue, seeing a little bit of a backup forming there. Over on the east side of Raleigh, a crash at New Bern at Rogers Lane. It looks like that one is well in the clearing stages now. I'm not seeing any significant delay showing up on the sensors in that area. I want to check in on Durham and 885. Both directions seeing some backups this morning. On that northbound side, about a 5-minute delay as you head from I-40, especially through the Cornwallis and Alexander Drive interchanges there. And on the southbound side of 885, we have about a 5-minute slowdown heading through the 147 interchange heading back toward the downtown area. Once you get to Ellis Road, traffic's flowing well, though, on 885 southbound.
Brian, thanks. Good breaking news we're following this morning. Several people are out of their rooms after a fire at the Budget Inn in Raleigh. Brett Neese is on that scene this morning, the WRAL breaking news tracker. And Brett, by all accounts, this could have been a lot worse.
Really could have, Jeff, because once the fire gets to an attic of an older building like this, it can spread very quickly. The fire officials tell me that they were able to cut a hole in the roof there. You can actually see it right there on top of this building. They were able to contain the fire and keep it from spreading. Take a look at video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker from overnight. This broke out just after 1 this morning. A lot of the damage contained on the second to last room on this side of the building, but at least the rooms on either side of it also have damage from this fire. Fortunately, nobody was hurt in this. Investigators are working to learn whether or not anybody was actually staying at that room where the fire started. I'm asking them if they know how it started, if they know what really sparked those flames at 1 a.m. And I'm also asking whether or not any of these rooms had smoke detectors when this fire broke out. That's a key question in this. I'm going to stay on top of that and keep you updated. Live in Raleigh, Brittany, WRL News.
New data is giving us a better idea of the lead contamination in Durham Park, says concern grows among parents about their children's safety. WRL's Kelsey Coffey breaks down what the data shows and where the city goes from here.
We're at Walltown Park. This is one of two parks that had 8 samples in the park area and creek that measured higher than the EPA threshold. That means lead levels here are elevated and could be unsafe. East Durham Park tested with the same results. East End, Lyon, and Northgate Parks each had 1 sample that measured above the EPA threshold. The playgrounds at Northgate Park were closed last week due to the lead levels and remain closed today. Now that we have this information, the State Department of Environmental Quality is reviewing it, and access will be restricted in some areas like what we're seeing now at Walltown Park. This sign behind me says no wading in the creek, and the city is also trying to find ways to prevent future exposure. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Durham.
Former President Donald Trump is expected to surrender today at the Fulton County Jail in Atlanta. That's where you're looking live right now. He's facing 13 felony counts stemming from the district attorney's probe into the 2020 election. So here's what we know about his arrest process. The Fulton County Sheriff has made it clear that everyone indicted in this case will be booked and processed like any other inmate at the jail. That means we are expecting a mugshot of Trump at some point today. After being arrested, Trump will pay a $200,000 bond before being released. The former president denies any wrongdoing. He's doubled down on his stance last night during a pre-recorded interview with Tucker Carlson.
I got indicted 4 times. All trivia, nonsense. Everything's gonna be
good tomorrow. Trump now faces 91 charges across 4 separate indictments. He says the cases are politically motivated.
And Michelle, right as former President Trump's interview with Tucker Carlson aired, the other 8 candidates for the GOP presidential nomination were on the debate stage last night. Throughout the night, the Republican rivals unified in slamming President Biden's economic agenda, but turned on each other in some fiery moments, including over economy and abortion rights.
We cannot let states like California, New York, and Illinois have abortions on demand.
Well, I'm a pro-life governor of a very pro-life state, but I am on the record and I stand behind that we should not have a federal abortion ban.
We cannot succeed as a country if you are working hard and you can't afford groceries, a car, or a new home.
Now is not the time for on-the-job training. Break out of
the pack. Candidates including former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson blasted former President Trump over his legal troubles. Trump says he will not take part in any of the GOP debates.
And back here locally, as kids get back to school, you need to be more aware on the roads. New this morning, data from Raleigh Police shows that speeding in school zones, it's an increasing problem. WRL's Destiny Patterson joins us this morning. And Destiny, it is so important for drivers to be careful to keep our kids safe.
That's absolutely right. It's back to school season, which means that people need to start once again paying attention to these signs. New data from Raleigh PD shows that more people are blowing through these zones. Police cited 222 people for speeding in a school zone last school year. That's up almost 50% from the 21-22 school year. AAA also surveyed about 400 North Carolina drivers. About 47% of them admitted to speeding in a school zone, and almost 1/3 said they used their cell phone while driving through a school zone. zone. Another really important piece of this is making sure that you're watching out for stopped buses. Many of those surveyed drivers said they weren't sure when they're actually able to pass them. We'll have those rules coming up in our next half hour. Destiny Patterson, WRL News in Raleigh.
10 after 8, right now, Japan is releasing treated wastewater from the Fukushima nuclear plant into the ocean. And coming up, the new ban in China just announced this morning in response to that decision. Plus,
it was very, very clear someone had created this hole and had refilled it with a different material. Took some precaution to try to maybe protect some of those items.
And authorities in Oklahoma believe the BTK killer may be behind a disappearance of a teen in the 1970s. What they found when they searched the grounds where Dennis Rader's house used to stand.
And of course, temperatures begin to heat up today after such a gorgeous day yesterday. We're at 93, feeling like mid-90s, but tomorrow we could break a record high. Plus, we have the chance for some severe storms. I'll walk you through what you need to know about Friday coming up.
Welcome back on your Thursday morning. Time now is 8:14. You are looking live at a beautiful sunny Goldsboro this morning. Watching WRL News, available on YouTube TV and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. We're going to go ahead and enjoy the temperatures today. Enjoy the temperatures, how they're feeling right now, because tomorrow, Elizabeth, a totally different story.
Yes, we're going to climb up to record territory for tomorrow. And today's going to be kind of that in-between day from yesterday being delightful and tomorrow being dangerously hot. It looks pretty out there right now. We take a live look around our area from Goldsboro, where there's some hazy sunshine to some nice blue sky here in Apex. A few clouds in Chapel Hill this morning, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. And of course, there's our newsroom in Fayetteville. We have a Level 1 severe threat for tomorrow from the Triangle area northward and northeast. Those storms are likely to be fairly late in the day, and they're going to come around a big area of high pressure. You know, it's been fairly dry the last several days thanks to that high, but these storms are going to ride up over the top of it and drop in on us from the north. We could see a few of those this afternoon. You can see a cluster of those storms right around Ohio right now. There was some severe weather with that today. We're not likely to see any of that today, but the possibility of some severe storms tomorrow. Once we get into our afternoon heating and add some energy to the atmosphere, we see that disturbance dropping in from Virginia right along the I-95 corridor from Goldsboro through Wilson, Rocky Mount, and up toward Roanoke Rapids, including Edgecombe County. That's where we could see a few scattered storms this afternoon. And then that will die out once we get to sunset. For tomorrow, we're looking at lots of sunshine to start the day. Our high temperature around 100, which would break the previous record high. And then during the evening, a line of thunderstorms drops in on us from Virginia. There's 7 o'clock. By 8 to 10, we see it dropping into the Triangle area through Goldsboro and Rocky Mount. And then closer to midnight, it drops down south and east. So we do have more rain in our forecast, just a small chance in our eastern counties today. And then it'll be dry during the day Friday. It's during the evening and overnight. We'll have about a 40% chance, 40% on Sunday and about 50% chance on Monday. We could definitely use some rain. Taking a look at the summer stats, we've seen over 9 inches at RDU, but that's almost 3 inches behind for the season. In Fayetteville, 13 inches, only about half an inch behind for the season. But more rain coming anywhere from a half an inch to an inch and a half over the next 5 days, especially as we get into early next week. Tropical Storm Franklin, we take a look at what's happening with the storm. This is a look at the current forecast track. It's likely to become a hurricane by Saturday night into Sunday, and level 2, a category 2 storm by the time we get to early next week. Sitting off the coast of North Carolina, it does not look like it's going to make landfall, but it will likely bring high rip current danger late in the weekend and for much of next week, as well as some beach erosion, especially along the Outer Banks. There's another system that's sitting out here. Again, don't forget, we do have the potential for rip current danger for Monday and Tuesday. This system, the National Hurricane Center, just bumped up to 50% chance of development in the next 7 days. The computer models have been sort of eyeing some development down there in the Gulf of Mexico. And this is one of the computer models, one of the sort of worst case scenarios. That's Franklin there sitting off the coast. But you can watch this one develop off the coast of Florida. Florida to the West Coast and possibly moving offshore of North Carolina as we get into the middle of next week. So we'll have our eye on that. Keep checking back. We do have a very hot day in our forecast for tomorrow with a high of 100, feeling like 105. Some of the viewing area could go under a heat advisory. Temperatures cool off a bit for Sunday. And for the first day of school, a high of 86. It'll be dry in the morning, but there could be some thunderstorms in the afternoon. Brian?
It is 8:17 now. We have a number of crashes here over the past few minutes to tell you about. First of all, Fayetteville Road or 401 at Weeks Drive, which is not too far from Simpkins Road and Legend Road there between Fuquay and Garner. Some heavy northbound delays showing up there on 401. Also, a report of a crash with injuries on Knightdale Boulevard at Old Mill Burney Road there, heading out of Knightdale back toward the Newbern Avenue area where it turns into Newbern Avenue there on the east side of Raleigh. Also, look out for a crash on 440 westbound around Newbern Avenue. We're seeing some backups now beginning right around the I-87 interchange. Then it clears up pretty well. However, on that westbound side of 440, you're going to run into delays once you hit that Wake Forest Road area through Six Forks and Glenwood. There's a report of a crash on 440 eastbound around Lake Boone Trail. As far as I can tell, that is not directly creating those backups on 440 westbound, but maybe contributing to them with a little bit of an onlooker delay. We've been tracking some delays on US 1 northbound through Cary, looking much better right now from 55 to I-40. We're seeing just a 2-minute delay as you head out of Apex through Cary and into Raleigh. Also, some slowdowns continue on 885 in both directions between I-40 and 147, but our major approaches into Durham are looking okay. That ride from Wade Avenue in Raleigh out to 885 in Durham on westbound I-40, now seeing just a 1-minute delay.
New this morning, China has announced today that all seafood from Japan is banned. This comes as Japan starts to release wastewater from the Fukushima nuclear plant into the ocean. Japan has argued discharging the treated water is safe and urgently needed to free up space at the crippled nuclear power plant.
A man is facing charges this morning after crashing a truck right into a swimming pool. Authorities say that he landed here after a hit and run in Cary. The incident happened at a busy apartment complex yesterday at 6 o'clock. We're told several people had just finished swimming moments before this happened. Cary police say the driver jumped out of the truck and into a nearby pond trying to get away. He was eventually arrested. Officers say he was not hurt, but was taken to the hospital to be treated for mental health crisis.
A man is dead after a motorcycle crash in Durham. It happened just before 9:30 last night on North Roxborough Road. Police say the motorcycle and a vehicle crashed at the intersection of Rippling Stream Road. You can see the van suffered heavy damage to its passenger side. There's no word on the condition of anyone who was in that van.
Brian Koberger, the man accused of killing four University of Idaho students last November, has waived his right to a speedy trial. That means there will be a delay to the original start date. Koberger is facing the death penalty, and the trial was supposed to start on October 2nd. However, his attorney told a judge on Wednesday that she doesn't believe that his case will be ready by the initial trial date. A new trial date can be scheduled during his hearing on September 1st. Koberger has pleaded not guilty to stabbing four students to death at their apartment.
Donald Trump's former personal attorney Rudy Giuliani is out of jail on $150,000 bond this morning. The former New York City mayor was fingerprinted and had his mugshot taken yesterday in Atlanta. He's one of several of Trump's co-defendants who have surrendered so far.
It has been a record-shattering summer for ocean temperatures worldwide. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione joins us now to explain what we're seeing and the potential impacts going forward, Anthony.
Yeah, it's a big focus for us. We certainly have seen this kind of unprecedented heat across the land masses here in our part of the world and just really across the entire world. But when we look at what's going on right now in the ocean specifically, it absorbs a lot of that heat in the atmosphere. This is a very good map here showing the global sea surface temperature. So across the entire globe at that average here. The white line is 2023, and you can see, especially from about April up until now, we have been warmer than records here for our ocean temperatures. That has big time impacts. When we look at our ocean, the reefs here specifically, there's a couple we focus on, but you see that yellow starting to filter in as we get into July. There's as we get in the end of July and then into August as well. Where you see the reds showing up, that's where we start to have coral that is dying. It's bleaching. What that does is here as far as the real world impact. We see a lot of fisheries depending, of course, on the fish that feed on the nutrients in those reefs. If the fish are kind of moving out of that area, the water temperature's warming, that can have some impacts in that sense as well. We see the habitat shifting. Also, this can have a big time impact on tropical systems. Those storms fuel themselves on the warm ocean water. So something we're paying very close attention to here. We, of course, will continue to track this going forward in real time here through the summer.
Thanks, Anthony. Authorities in Oklahoma believe the BTK killer may be behind the 1976 disappearance of a 16-year-old. In April, Osage County deputies dug up ground on the plot where Dennis Rader's house once stood. Buried in the ground, they found a pair of pantyhose that they believe Rader used during one of his murders. Tuesday, the investigators were back in that area looking for evidence that might link Rader to a cold case from 1976. Sheriff Eddie Verdon says authorities found more items buried in that area.
It was very, very clear someone had created this hole and had refilled it with a different material. Took some precaution to try to maybe protect some of those items.
Sheriff Verdon says he reopened the missing persons case of Cynthia Kinney last December because he found reason to believe it is connected to Rader. Most notably, he tells us in a book Rader was writing, there's a project titled Bad Laundry Day, dated in 1976. Kinney was last seen at a laundromat, and items recovered on the vacant lot will be examined to figure out if they are relevant to the investigation.
Residents on Maui are honoring those who died. We'll have more next.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning and happy Thursday. Time now is 8:26. We have to get over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner. She has a beautiful weather forecast for today. Elizabeth, temperature is feeling really nice right now.
It does. It feels very much like what we saw yesterday. We have that lingering low humidity and pleasant temperatures. But this afternoon, the heat and the humidity come screaming back in. It's pretty in Apex. See people out walking around. Lots of cars down Salem Street right now. Pretty sky out there. A little bit of haze in the atmosphere. We're starting to climb into the 70s in a few spots now. 71 in Tarboro. In Fayetteville, 70 in South Hill. It would make a great day for the pool. Our chances for rain today are minimal. We do climb into the low to mid 90s, feeling like a heat index around 95 or so. But during the evening, we could see a few scattered thunderstorms in our eastern counties. Brian?
It is 8:27 right now. Have a couple of crashes causing some pretty big delays right now. First of all, on 440 westbound, we have the median blocked right around New Bern Avenue as they work to get a crash cleared. Those delays begin around I-87, and then we have some other delays a little farther down 440 westbound, altogether about a 10-minute backup from I-87 around to Wade Avenue on that westbound side of the Beltline. Also, a crash on 401 or Fayetteville Road as you head from Fuquay-Varina into Garner. This is not too far from Simpkins Road and Legend Road. Right now, we're measuring a 6-minute delay heading from Fuquay up toward the Garner area.
All right. Thank you, Brian. A fire forced several people out of their rooms at the Budget Inn in Raleigh. The fire broke out around 1 o'clock this morning in a room. Investigators are working to learn if anyone was staying there at the time. Fortunately, nobody was hurt. And new data from Raleigh police shows speeding in school zones is an increasing problem. Police cited 222 people for speeding in a school zone last year. That is up almost 50%. Next on Fox 50, we'll break down the results of testing done at Durham Parks after lead was found in the soil.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Such a pretty day yesterday. Today, our dew point is starting to creep up. I'll show you how much hotter it will feel this afternoon.
A fire breaks out at this Budget Inn, destroying multiple rooms overnight. But it could have been a lot worse. Coming up, how firefighters kept the fire from spreading to the entire building.
Durham Parks show that five parks have dangerously high lead levels. Just ahead, how the city is working to prevent exposure.
And eight candidates hit the debate stage in hopes of securing a presidential nomination. Former President Donald Trump skipped the debate ahead of his expected surrender at a Georgia jail this evening. We welcome you into our WRN studios here on our Thursday morning. Thanks for making time for us. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Another morning of not sweltering temperatures walking in. It felt really nice out there, but you know, it's short-lived because we are looking toward tomorrow, which we're going to see some very hot temperatures and also a level one risk for some storms. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner walks us through who could see that risk.
Our best chance is going to be from the Triangle area northward and eastward. We could even see a few scattered thunderstorms in our eastern counties later on today. These storms are likely to be fairly late in the day. Let's start with today, however. We have a disturbance that'll drop out of Virginia right down the I-95 corridor, and especially our northeastern counties could be affected. Once we get into the afternoon, we have all that daytime heating and energy in the atmosphere. A few of those storms could pop up. I wouldn't expect any of those to be severe. And then tomorrow, we're going to start off with sunshine. We'll see clear skies for much of the day. That will allow the heat to really build. We'll likely hit 100, which, of course, would break a previous record in the Triangle. And then the thunderstorms come through, but not until fairly late. That line of thunderstorms from about 7 to 10 p.m. drops down here to the Triangle, stretching over to Rocky Mount and Goldsboro, and then, say, around midnight to around 2 a.m., it slides out of our viewing area. It's going to be hot before that. So, coming up, we're going to talk more about our forecast for the kids that are playing football. Football Friday could be affected by tomorrow's weather. Some cloud cover hanging over Durham right now, 73, the temperature with a dew point of 64. So it still feels okay, but it's starting to creep up and the temperatures are warming as well. It's 71 in Fayetteville, 70 in South Hill, 68 in Rocky Mount and Goldsboro. Hour by hour, 93 for the high this afternoon. Again, later this afternoon, some of our eastern counties see a few scattered thunderstorms. We're watching Tropical Storm Franklin, which is moving to the north and then makes a little bit of a jog, becoming a Category 1 storm late in the weekend and Category 2 early next week. It is likely to bring rip current danger and possibly some erosion to our coastline, especially the Outer Banks. I'm going to show you the potential for the development of another system down in the Gulf of Mexico. It's a 50% chance that it could develop and potentially have some impacts in North Carolina. We'll take a look at that coming up.
All right. Thanks, Elizabeth. We're following breaking news this morning. Several people are out of their rooms after a fire at the Budget Inn in Raleigh this morning. Brett Neese was on the scene in the WRL breaking news tracker and says this could have been a lot worse.
Fire officials tell me that this fire spread to the attic here at the Budget Inn. And once it does that, it can really take off. You can actually see the hole that's cut in the roof. Firefighters use that to control this fire and keep it from spreading. Here's video from the WRL breaking news tracker of the scene just after 1 a.m. at the Budget Inn off of Wilmington Street. A lot of the damage is centered around the second to last room on this side of the building, but it did spread to at least the rooms to either side of it. Investigators are working to find out if anyone was staying in the room where the fire started. Fortunately, nobody was hurt. I'm working to find out from investigators if they know how this fire started. I'm also asking whether or not any of the rooms here at the Budget Inn had smoke detectors. As soon as I get an answer to that question, I'll pass it along. In Raleigh, Brittany, WRL News.
There's new data giving us a better idea of the lead contamination in Durham parks as concern grows among parents about the children's safety. WRL's Kelsey Coffey breaks down what the data shows and where the city goes from here.
We're at Walltown Park. This is one of two parks that had 8 samples in the park area and creek that measured higher than the EPA threshold. That means lead levels here are elevated and could be unsafe. East Durham Park tested with the same results. East End, Lyon, and Northgate Parks each had 1 sample that measured above the EPA threshold. The playgrounds at Northgate Park were closed last week due to the lead levels and remain closed today. Now that we have this information, the State Department of Environmental Quality is reviewing it, and access will be restricted in some areas like what we're seeing now at Walltown Park. This sign behind me says no wading in the creek, and the city is also trying to find ways to prevent future exposure. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Durham.
And more breaking news this morning. 3 people are dead and 5 others hurt after a person opened fire at a California biker bar. The sheriff's office says the shooter has been killed in what they're calling an incident involving officers. Investigators say the suspect was a former law enforcement officer. They say the incident is believed to have started as a domestic dispute between 2 parties at the motorcycle bar.
And we're following some breaking news here in the WRAL Live Center. CNN now reporting that former President Trump is replacing his current top Georgia attorney, this man right here, Drew Feindling. He has led the Trump's defense in Georgia for the longest while, but sources are telling CNN that he is being replaced by this man, attorney Stephen Sadow. You see from his website, he is considered a special counsel for white-collar and high-profile crime. A Trump source also indicated this was not about Feindling's performance, but rather Trump opting to go with Sadow since he specializes in white-collar and high-profile defenses. This is a developing story that we'll continue to monitor and keep you updated here in the WRAL Live Center.
Ken, thanks for that. And as we know, Trump is facing 13 felony counts stemming from the district attorney's probe into the 2020 election. Here's what we know about his arrest process. The Fulton County Sheriff has made it clear everyone indicted in this case will be booked and processed just like any other inmate at the jail. After being arrested, Trump will pay a $200,000 bond before being released. The former president denies any wrongdoing and doubled down on his stance last night during a pre-recorded interview with Tucker Carlson.
I got indicted four times. All trivia, nonsense.
Trump now faces 91 charges across four separate indictments. He says the cases are politically motivated.
As former President Trump's interview with Tucker Carlson aired, the other eight candidates for the GOP presidential nomination were on the debate stage. The Republican rivals unified in slamming President Biden's economic agenda, but turned on each other in several fiery moments, including over abortion rights.
We cannot let states like California, New York, and Illinois have abortions on demand.
Well, I'm a pro-life governor of a very pro-life state, but I am on the record and I stand behind that we should not have a federal abortion ban.
We cannot succeed as a country if you are working hard and you can't afford groceries, a car, or a new home.
Now is not the time for on-the-job training. Break out of
the pack. Candidates, including New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, blasted former President Trump over his legal troubles. Trump says he will not take part in any of the GOP debates.
Today, North Carolina's first elections that require voter ID are taking place. And Samford and Charlotte have their primary elections for city council races today. Voters approved requiring ID to cast a ballot in 2018. It's been held up in courts for the last 5 years until now. Today's votes should help officials start to prepare for any issues in future elections with bigger turnouts expected, like next year's presidential election. North Carolina is again expected to be a key swing state. For more on the new voter ID rules and what to do if you don't have an ID, you can visit nccapitol.com.
Today, the Durham police chief addresses city council about the latest crime data in the city. Take a look at some of the key takeaways of the report. The number of homicides is the same as it's been the past 2 years. Rapes are up 31% from the same time last year, and shooting incidents are up 20%, but the number of people shot is down. Property crime numbers are also up in every category, with a large increase of motor vehicle thefts at 153%. Although violent crime is overall down, city leaders say there is still work to be done.
Well, the numbers don't lie. Violent crime as a whole is going down. However, if you're the victim of gun violence, if you had a family member that's been injured or killed, that's not really compelling to you. So I don't tout that or take a victory lap for that, particularly when folks are still going to sleep at night hearing gunfire outside of their homes.
The city council will also hear the results of a police satisfaction survey and discuss the top priorities for police. Well, coming up, people on NC State's campus are on high alert this morning. What you need to know about a man who exposed himself to a student on campus and his history with doing this before.
Plus, Tropical Storm Franklin brings floodwaters to the streets of the Dominican Republic. So high you can see people wading through it right there. Coming up, more footage of the destruction left behind.
And you're taking a live look at Lewisburg this morning. This morning feels nice and cool, but these temperatures will not stick around. Elizabeth will tell us when today is going to heat up.
.843 is the time right now. You see the shadows from the trees. They're beautiful. Look at Zebulon right there and blue skies up high. high and heat on the way up as well. Elizabeth Gardner is over in the WRL Severe Weather Center with another look around town. We're okay right now, but it's going to get hot.
Yeah, it's felt pretty good this morning. We're starting to see the temperatures creeping up a little bit. Humidity will start to rise later this afternoon, too. But it looks beautiful in Fayetteville right now. We have mainly clear skies. There's a little bit of haze in the atmosphere. Our current temperature in the Triangle is 73 with a dew point of 64. So it's starting to get a little middle of the road out there. And we'll probably hold it in the mid-60s for today. It's just not going to feel quite as refreshing and comfortable as yesterday did. We're still 68 in Rocky Mount and Southern Pines, but it's 71 in Fayetteville, 72 in Clinton, 71 in South Hill right now. Around town, we hit 93 in Raleigh, 92 in Durham, and 93 in Fayetteville for our high temperatures this afternoon. We're starting to see that humidity creeping in. We had this nice band of dry air that was over us yesterday and this morning, and the gap is starting to close a little bit. But again, I still think we'll hold it probably somewhere in the mid to upper 60s today. Upper 60s tomorrow, and then we're into the 70s. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And that feels especially sticky, makes it feel hotter than it really is. So today, it'll feel like 95, but it'll likely feel like up to 105 tomorrow. It's likely that at least some of our counties will go under a heat advisory for tomorrow. It may or may not be the Triangle area. We're just waiting to hear from the Weather Service. They issue those for us. And then Saturday, likely to feel like low 100s, probably not a heat advisory. Temperatures will be in the mid-90s, and we'll see an increasing chance for thunderstorms getting into the weekend. Football Friday, of course, is in jeopardy in a couple of ways. One, it's going to be very hot. I think some of the teams are pushing their games a little later in the evening, but at 8 o'clock, it will still be 93, feeling like mid to upper 90s. So just everybody needs to be careful out there. We also have that level one risk for severe storms, and those storms are likely to make their way in during the evening. And we'll go over the timeline coming up. Lots of heat to our west right now. Excessive heat warning there in purple. That heat slides eastward. We'll see 100 tomorrow, which will break the previous record of 99 in Raleigh, 100 in Fayetteville, which ties the previous record. Here's our severe weather threat from the Triangle area northward. We'll walk through today. We could actually see a few scattered storms today, looking mostly cloudy. In the afternoon and evening, a few stray storms pop up from Rocky Mount north and east. The coverage on this run of the computer model is a good bit less than it was earlier, and probably a bit more in line. Just a few scattered afternoon storms, evening storms possible. Tomorrow, looking nice and bright by 5 o'clock, a few scattered storms drop in. This is an earlier arrival of some of those thunderstorms and this new run of the computer models, which again could interrupt some of those Friday night football games. Checking our temperatures again, 93 today, 100 Friday. Then we start back down the other side. Sunday should be a little more pleasant at 90. It's still going to be hot. We'll have about a 40 to 50% chance of storms on Sunday, and then a decent chance into next week. First day of school, and the afternoon is cooler in the mid 80s, but we do have a good chance of late day storms.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. Students and staff at NC State are on high alert after a man was arrested for exposing himself inside a library. Police arrested 45-year-old Courtney Mitchell on Tuesday. A female student says he exposed himself to her inside the D.H. Hill Library around noon that day. A court record search shows that he is a repeat offender who has been charged with indecent exposure 8 times since 2012. NC State is telling students and staff to be aware of their surroundings and report any suspicious activity.
The death of the mercenary group leader who challenged Russia's military leadership has many questioning whether it was Vladimir Putin's revenge. Yevgeny Prigozhin is among 8 people who died in this plane crash yesterday. He was the chief of the Russian private mercenary group Wagner. His troops led a mutiny attempt 2 months ago in what was the biggest challenge to Putin's rule in more than 20 years. President Biden and others are suggesting Putin may have played a role in that plane crash. People who saw it go down say the plane suddenly dropped like a stone, a possible indication that it was shot down or a bomb exploded on board.
One person is dead and 2 others are missing in the Dominican Republic after a tropical storm battered the country on Wednesday. Officials say a man died when he was swept away by floodwaters. More than 500 homes are damaged and more than 2,500 roads are affected, leaving 6 communities cut off.
Dozens of white crosses now line a fence in Lahaina, Hawaii, each of them representing a life lost during Maui's devastating wildfires. Maui resident Sunya Schley and her best friend Schwanine Schweitzer have been putting up those crosses, painting them right along Lahaina Bypass, each one adorned with a flower. They say they'll keep adding crosses, flowers, and flags to the hillside overlooking the heart of Lahaina, where so many lives were lost August 8th.
For every missing person, we are putting up a ribbon And if they get found, the ribbon will come down and a cross will come up. We don't want anyone forgotten.
As people drive to and from Lahaina, they hope this visual display will bring comfort and healing. 115 people confirmed dead from that fire. Over 1,000 are still missing.
State lawmakers are cracking down on sketchy real estate deals. Today, Governor Roy Cooper is expected to sign into law a bill that would crack down on what lawmakers have termed deceptive, unfair, or predatory to real estate deals. It targets service agreements that are written to last for more than a year and create liens or allow for future services without notice or consent. Lawmakers say such deals prey on the poor and elderly.
If you still have some school clothing, school uniform shopping to do, now's a great time to check out back-to-school clearance sales, up to 74% off, according to WRL Smart Shopper Faye Prosser. And our WRL Smart Shopper joins us right now. Faye, where can we find these deep discounts? Those are great deals.
They sure are, Jeff, and those clearance sales have started. So, for instance, the Children's Place is offering clearance up to 74% off. You'll find polos for $5, school uniforms starting at $4.99, graphic tees for only $2.99, and a 20% off coupon when you use the code GIMME at checkout. You'll also find Target has school uniforms on sale 40% off, starting at only $3.60, kids' tees starting at $4, a 20% off coupon for teachers, school staff, and college students with the Target Circle offer that's valid through August 26th. You'll also find Amazon has their school uniforms from top brands up to 60% off, and Walmart has school uniforms starting at $4.98. You could see a list of these deals and a bunch of others, including school supplies starting at 15 cents, over on the Smart Shopper column.
Got back-to-school lunches to make as well, so everybody looking to save on grocery bills. What are your top grocery deals this week?
Yeah, we've got some good ones, including some things for lunches. So, for instance, avocados, only 49 cents each at Aldi. Red grapes for those lunch boxes, 99 cents a pound at Aldi. My favorite cheese deals back, Harris Teeter shredded cheese, 6 to 8 ounce package, buy two, get three free, makes them only $1.40 each. When you buy five, there's a limit of 10. You'll also find Happy Farms deli sliced Munster or mozzarella cheese, only $1.49 per package at Aldi. All natural Boston, but 99 cents a pound at Lowe's Foods. And Smithfield shank portion ham, 99 cents a pound at Food Lion. Plus 80% lean fresh brown chuck, $2.99 a pound at Food Lion and at Lowe's Foods for all your cookouts the next couple weekends. And Butterball 85% lean ground turkey, 16 ounce, buy one, get one free for only $2.95 each. Over at Publix, as always, I've got a list of deals for all those stores over on the Smart Shopper column.
We've got our clothing, we've got our food, you get an A+ as we go back to school. For more smart shopping tips from Faye, go to WRL.com, look for the consumer tab, and search Smart Shopper. Thanks, Faye.
And speaking of back to school, school bus safety is top of mind for parents, students, and drivers as the new school year kicks off. And this morning, Brian Trader shows us what you can and cannot do while on the road with a bus.
Let's start with a simple two-lane road. When the bus stops, all traffic from both directions must stop. Now let's add a center turn lane. Again, when that bus stops, all traffic from both directions must stop until the stop arm retracts. Here's a four-lane road without a median separation. This is another situation where all the traffic stops while that bus is stopped. Let's look at divided highways with a median separation. When the bus stops, only traffic following the bus must stop. It's a similar situation with a road that has four or more lanes and a center turn lane. When the bus stops, traffic following the bus must stop while the stop arm is out, but traffic on the other side can keep going. As always, slow down and pay attention. I'm Brian Trader, WRAL News.
It's a good heads up for everyone. A close call in Chandler, Arizona, after a car crashed into a salon, landing feet away from a customer inside that store. Surveillance footage shows that sedan just launching into the salon right through the front door. The crash sent shockwaves through the entire building, startling the business next door. Police say the driver of the car was an elderly woman who suffered a leg injury. No other injuries were reported. All right, before we head off to break, winning lottery numbers here, and we'll get another check on weather and traffic straight ahead.